Question 6. Practice 2. Lecture. Listen to a lecture. Take notes on the information presented.
We're going to talk about the theory of multiple intelligences now. Traditionally, people define intelligence in a narrow way by using test scores or academic grades. However, this theory says that individuals possess 8 different areas of intelligence. A person might be very intelligent in some areas, but less so in others. This has important benefits for learning. First, understanding multiple intelligences can help children learn better. Teachers that understand the theory can design lessons to reach all 8 areas of intelligence. For example, one child might learn best by seeing information. Another child might learn better by hearing information along with music. A third child might learn best by using her hands. With that understanding, an entire classroom of children can learn new concepts more easily, because children learn better when they are using the areas where they are most intelligent. In addition, the multiple intelligence theory also benefits adult learners. They can learn to use the areas of intelligence that will help them succeed at their jobs. For example, I have 2 friends who work together in advertising. They need to learn new information and ideas all the time. One of them writes information on a whiteboard. He also draws his ideas. He has a strong visual intelligence. The other friend remembers songs best. She will sing to herself. She has a strong musical intelligence. They are a successful team, but they each have different intelligences.